The board's finance committee has been meeting to discuss specific budget proposals. Knox County Treasurer Robin Davis says one of the major issues is the fact that the state has not been meeting its obligations as far as reimbursing the county for its services.
They pick and choose which ones they pay for, and sometimes they may reimburse you, and then other times they'll hold out 2 months and then don't ever go back and pick that back up. They owe us for our juvenile detention home about $5 million in back revenue that pretty much they're told that they're not going to give it to us.
She says Knox County's collective bargaining agreements with its workers have not been finalized, so the county does not yet have an exact figure for its personnel costs. Davis says the county will have a clearer view of its finances when its draft budget is due at the end of the month. I'm Scott Stuntz, Tri-States Public Radio News.